Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Today on our program, the region mourns the loss of Dan Walsh. Mayor Sarno focuses on neighborhood improvement, a massive pork sausage recall, and Mark Auerbach, and it's all next. Tonight, cloudy with occasional showers and a low of 58 degrees. The winds will be light and variable, chance of rain at 40%. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, a high of 68. The winds will be 5 to 10, chance of rain remains at 50%. Ultraviolet index at 1, humidity 87%. Mayor Sarno has spoken quite evocatively on the loss of Dan Walsh. In the mayor's words, quote, "First of all, my wife Carla and I extend our sympathy, thoughts, prayers, and encouragement to City Councilor Kateri Walsh, family and friends, on the passing of her husband, retired Veterans Director and proud Marine, Dan Walsh. I was very sorry to hear about Dan's passing, who I would always respectfully call the Commander. Dan bravely and honorably served our country during combat battles in Vietnam. He proudly continued to serve as our city councilor and as our veterans director, and was instrumental in creating the Peach Basket basketball game and the evening ball event at both hotels that would bring, at the time, top-ranked Division I NCAA champions to play and kick off the college basketball season, which was nationally televised right here in downtown Springfield at the old Civic Center. Dan was fiercely proud to be a Marine and was loyal to his family and our Springfield. Dan, your battles have been won. May God rest your soul." Those are the words of Dom Sarno. Speaking of whom, the mayor announced today plans for the Springfield Police Department to enhance traffic details for downtown events since the demolition of the Civic Center garage began. The new $40 million mixed-use and parking garage facility is scheduled to open late 2023 or 2024. Once built, the new state-of-the-art facility will offer parking for up to 1,000 cars and will have 10,000 square feet of restaurant and retail space. The site is owned by the Massachusetts Convention Center Authority. Springfield announces the expansion of the roadway improvement project in the Maple High Six Corners neighborhood, specifically on Rifle Street, where new sidewalks and street trees will be installed. The mayor of Springfield previously announced the creation of the Neighborhood Economic Recovery Fund, utilizing $12 million in city ARPA funding, combined with approximately $1 million in CDBG CARES Act funding, to respond to various COVID-19 pandemic neighborhood impacts. This was after the mayor and city officials met with over 35 neighborhood councils, groups, agencies, to hear directly from them what their respective neighborhoods need to help enhance the quality of life. Springfield had previously completed roadway and pedestrian improvements on Central Street, Hickory Street, and Allen. The new state-of-the-art Elias Brookings School opened in 2015, and the old historic Brookings School, which was damaged by the June 1, 2011 tornado, was converted into 42 units of workforce development housing, and the Watershops Pond Dam project were both completed earlier this year. Pretty good report card and checklist for the city. And now, over 7,000 pounds of Italian pork sausage is being recalled over concerns that some products may contain thin blue rubber. This comes from the health officials. U.S. Department of Ag's Food Safety and Inspection Service made the announcement recalling 7,560 pounds of Bob Evans Farms food products. According to the USDA, the recall affects the following items shipped to retail locations across the country: 1 pound chubs containing Bob Evans Italian sausage, date of 11/26/22, timestamp between 1443 and 1525. The raw Italian pork sausage products were made on September 8, 2022, and will have the establishment number established 6785 inside the USDA mark of inspection. Now, health officials say the issue was discovered after getting consumer complaints reporting the thin blue rubber in the sausage. According to the FSIS, there have not been any confirmed reports of adverse reactions from anyone eating the products. Isn't that nice to know that you can tolerate blue rubber? Customers who have the items in their refrigerators or freezers are urged to throw them away, throw them out, or return them to the place of purchase. If you have questions or concerns, you got to call the USDA hotline, and they have one. It is 888-674-6854. And from Chicopee, the city has decided that due to inclement weather, their spooktacular event will be moved to the following day, Thursday the 27th. So, well, you know, that's the good news, that it's not being canceled. It's just being moved out of the wet, if you will. And it'll be going from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. You see, intermittent showers are expected tomorrow, Wednesday, and the forecast for Thursday, sunny skies. So they're saying they're sorry if it's inconvenient for you, but the decision is to assure a successful event with high attendance. So please reach out to the mayor's office if you have questions. And now, award-winning regional theater, now under the microscope with ArtsBeat reporter Mark Auerbach. Mark?
The Berkshire Theater Critics Association has announced the nominees for the 6th annual Berkshire Theater Critics Awards, known as the Berkeys. The awards recognize outstanding theater that opened in our region from October 1st of last year through September 30th. The winners will be announced at a ceremony November 14th at Zion Methodist Church in Pittsfield. There are 93 nominees from 131 different shows and approximately three dozen venues. For a complete list of the nominees, BerkshireOnStage.blog. Josh Simpson, Visionary Explorations in Glass, is on display at the Des Moines Museum of Fine Arts on Springfield's Quadrangle through January 15th. The exhibition showcases the development of Simpson's artistic and scientific process over 50 years as he sought to perfect a unique and exquisite artistic vision for a finicky and often elusive medium. The internationally renowned glass artist has his home and studio in Shelburne Falls. For details on the exhibition and the Springfield Museum's programming around it, springfieldmuseums.org. BTG Plays 2022-23, a Berkshire Theater Group program, will be touring a new play with music, Magic Tree House, The Night of Dawn Kids in Western Mass. Based on Mary Pope Osborne's book of the same name, the play includes book by Jenny Laird, music and lyrics by Randy Cordes, additional lyrics by Will Osborne, staging by Kathy Jo Grover, and music direction by Aaron M. White. The cast are Berkshire County school actors, and they'll be performing in schools all around the county. For details, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. Aruj Aftab, the Pakistani semi-classical Hindustani minimalist composer, songwriter, and singer, and Grammy Award winner for her song Mohabbat, performs at Bombix in Florence October 28th. For details, Bombix, B-O-M-B-Y-X dot live. Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn bring their spellbinding banjo artistry to the Bushnell October 29th. Bella Fleck is a six-time Grammy Award winner who has taken the instrument across multiple genres, and Grammy Award singer-songwriter Abigail Washburn, influenced by Far East culture and sounds. Fans of the tradition-weeping acoustic bands eagerly anticipated that the two would begin making music together as a duo. For details, bushnell.org. The Rocky Horror Picture Show gets a screening and party at Berkshire Theater Group's Colonial Theater on October 29th. Hosted by local drag queen Nancy Nogood, the very funny, sinfully twisted salute to sci-fi, horror, B-movies, and rock music has enjoyed a cult following from its early days on stage to its incarnations of film, often creating havoc at midnight screenings. This decadent screening includes audience participation, costumes, party, and more. For details, if you dare, BerkshireTheatreGroup.org. Jimmy and Carolyn, James Andrew Walsh's new film, is winning accolades and awards on the film circuit. Of note in its cast, which stars Gregory Harrison, is Mary Beth File, who plays Harrison's wife. She recently starred in Barrington Stage's A Little Night Music and Hartford Stage's and Broadway's Anastasia. Her son is played by Barrington Stage associate artist Mark H. Gold, seen this season in Waiting for Godot, and before that, Harry Clark. For details, roadtrippictures.com/Jimmy and Carolyn. Terry Janour and her ensemble, The Portal, perform October 30th at Real Artways in Hartford. The composer, violinist, and vocalist began playing violin at age 8. She became a protege of the free jazz movement. Her music has been recognized by Downbeat, the New York Times, Jazz Times, and earned grants for composition and performance, including most recently from the Massachusetts Cultural Council. She served as a university professor and arts manager for over 30 years at UMass Amherst. For details, realartways.org. Pink Martini with China Forbes returns to the Mahaley in Great Barrington October 28th. Featuring a dozen musicians with songs in 25 languages, Pink Martini performs its multilingual repertoire on concert stages on 6 continents. After making its European debut at the Cannes Film Festival in 1997 and its orchestral debut with the Oregon Symphony the following year, the band has gone on to play with more than 50 orchestras around the world. Pink Martini has released 11 studio albums on its own independent label. For details, mahawi.org. The 48th Annual Multiband Pops, a signature event at the UMass Department of Music and Dance, returns to the Fine Arts Center on October 28th as part of Homecoming Weekend. Produced by Jeffrey W. Holmes, the concert showcases UMass top jazz, wind, orchestral, brass, and percussion ensembles, along with the Minutemen Marching Band, who perform part of their halftime show. For details, fineartcenter.com. And a correction. In my rave review of TheaterWorks Hartford's Fun Home, I credited set design to Lisa Cantarella. My mistake. The scenic designer is Luke Cantarella. My apologies. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Great to have everybody aboard for our program today. We will return tomorrow, Wednesday, with a fresh new program up online and available to you day and night on demand. Here at Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.